But it used to be cars were made in Flint and you couldn't drink the water in Mexico. Now the cars are made in Mexico and you can't drink the water in Flint. That's not good. That's not good. It's terrible. Flint is the birthplace of General Motors and once boasted the largest General Motors plant anywhere in the world, by far the largest. In 1970, General Motors employed 82,000 workers, 82,000. And they were located in Flint. It's a tremendous workforce. Now, there are less than 8,000, and 40% of the city's residents are living in poverty. The 8,000 is dwindling, and that'll be changed like everything else. More bad news from Michigan today. And I saw this today, first thing when I was reading the papers, it was announced that Ford, and I've been talking about this, and I think the reason I'm doing well in Michigan is I've been talking about this for 4 and 5 years to Michigan, because I've had a great relationship with Michigan. But it was just announced that Ford is moving all small car production, all of it, 100%, to Mexico over the next 2 to 3 years. It's just happened. We shouldn't allow it to happen. We shouldn't allow it to happen. They'll make their cars. They'll employ thousands and thousands of people not from this country. And they'll sell the cars right through a very weak border. No tax, no nothing. And we'll have nothing but more unemployment in Flint and in Michigan. It's horrible. When we send our jobs to other nations, we're also sending our tax base that supports our infrastructure, including, by the way, our pipes that we get our water from. And I just met the most beautiful family, and they are devastated by what's happened with the water, and it's had a huge impact on them mentally and physically. Incredible to see what's going on. But the infrastructure and all of this is going to other nations. Our jobs are going to other nations. Our money's going to other nations. We get nothing. We get no tax. We get unemployment. That's about it. Closed factories. I see them all over. Hillary Clinton supported NAFTA, supported China's entry into the World Trade Center. And by the way, NAFTA is probably the worst trade deal ever made in the history of our country, probably in the history of the world. In the history of the world, signed by Bill Clinton, allowed China to run up a $1 trillion in cumulative deficits and trade deficits with the United States. I mean, China now, if you look at what is going on, a trade deficit of $500 billion. Hillary failed on the economy, just like she's failed on foreign policy. Everything she touched didn't work out, nothing. Now Hillary Clinton.
Mr. Trump, I invited you here to thank us for what we've done.
Okay.
Not
okay.
To give a political speech.
Okay. That's good. And I'm going to go back on the Flint. Okay. Okay. Flint's pain is a result of so many different failures. And I must say that no, I never would. And frankly, Time Magazine, as you know, they reported this year that the federal government, they've got a long way to go to bring Flint back. And I look at the damage done, and the damage can be taken care of. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. And the damage can be corrected, and it can be corrected by people that know what they're doing. Unfortunately, the people that caused this tremendous problem had no clue. They had absolutely no clue. So, it's an honor to be with you, Pastor. It's an honor to be with you, and I appreciate it, Armstrong. And I will say, I can only say in the strongest of terms that we can fix this problem. It's going to take time. It's amazing the damage that's been done, but we'll get it fixed, and it will be fixed quickly if I'm elected, but it'll be fixed quickly and effectively, and Flint will come back. Most importantly, we'll bring jobs back to Flint. So without the jobs, and without the jobs, so important. Thank you very much.
Gotta go. Yeah, we gotta go.